Hi, this is James from Local Splash. How are you doing today, Josh?
Good, Matt. Good, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. There's two ways we can go.
Remember how dark it was right there? Remember how dark it was right there? You just blew through that. Okay, sorry, boss. Go ahead.
Yep, no worries. So there's two ways we can go about this. So I see it. That email, the josh.brown@relevantyellow, it looks like there's it needs to get a verification code to a number ending in 15. So can that number receive text messages or no?
No. So here's the deal. Okay, you guys created this situation. I don't know what you did, but you guys did. This I didn't do. It's been going on for months. So first of all, I hope I'm getting credit for each month that this has been an issue that I didn't cause. I have done what you guys have asked me to do. I would send an email link or something, and I put it in there, and as soon as I enter it in, it says Local Splash, and then it turns red and says not a valid email. I went online to the computer and did it, and it does the same thing. As soon as I put that code or whatever you guys gave me into that email address for administrative rights, it shows Local Splash, and then it turns red and says not a valid email within, like, seconds. So I don't know how much more I've got to do this, but... And then I've already told them that the 6215 number is a virtual number. It always has been. So it's a phone number through my T-Mobile account, but there's no phone to it. And so that number is forwarded to the 604-3807 number, which is my other Google listing.
And gotcha. So,
I had
so that one
Celine,
just can't get
I had asked Celine. Hold on. I asked Celine, hey, I've got customers telling me that they're texting me on the website and it's not going through. And she says, oh, shit, I can fix that. Give me that other number because I remember it's virtual. Give me that other number, and I'll have them all forwarded to that. So when anybody goes onto your website, text you, it'll now come to your 3807 number, which it has been. So I don't know what to tell you other than you can't get text messages on that number.
Okay, yeah, that's just what I mean.
To know directly.
So
directly. If you go from the website, you could do it.
Yes, so the next way that we can check access is by going to the business profile itself. I heard that you can't see the three dots.
So me as a business owner, a year ago or so, that Google is moving away from the app. You as the business owner will now have only access you have is through your Maps app. So when I go into Maps, it says all things, it says, explore you, contribute, or your business. I click my business. It says your business with a bell. All Clean Carpet Care, Salt Lake County. See business profile. Profile strength, 80%. Your website is down 1,800% traffic. Edit profile.
Yes.
Advertise. Reviews. Add photo.
Yes, so
hours.
You'll want to
edit
on
services.
See your
person
profile.
And answer. Do what?
You'll want to click on the see your profile.
It doesn't say see your profile. I'm going to read it to you again. Let me finish, though. Edit profile, advertise, reviews, add photo, hours, edit services, question and answer, add offer, add event, add update, logo or cover photo, profile strength 80%. That is it. Other than
gotcha.
That, it says performance down 1,800%.
So there's another way to access it other than Google Maps. Let me know once you're ready. You'll just want to enter this in your search bar.
Okay. Google search bar?
Yep, Google search bar. So you'll want to type in business.
Hold on, one second.
No worries.
It's getting hard for me to do this work, dude. I've actually got an issue going on right now. I've got an issue at work here, dude. I'm trying to freaking do this for you guys for like the 30th goddamn time, bro. Give me a second. I've got employees relying on me. Son of a bitch. What's going on? I don't know what else to do right now, bro. I've got a lot of stuff going on at work.
No worries. I just
I don't think
you
I can
email.
Do this right this second. Let me. I didn't get any email from you, just so you know.
I just sent it, so it should take about a minute or two. I sent an email with the exact instructions to get us added.
I'm sorry, brother. I can't hear you, dude. Give me a second. I got to step away. I'm sorry. You guys, this is getting extremely stressful, guys. I don't know. Whatever you did to my account, please don't ever, ever do it again to cause this. Okay, now I'm in the search bar. What do you want me to do again?
Yep, so in the search bar, type in business.google.com. And then it'll be a /.
Hold on. It's just fucking fighting. Business Google, all one word?
It'll be business.google. .com.
Okay.
And then / locations with an S at the end.
Oh my god. Okay, dude, this is fucking crazy.
I could text you.
Okay, you gotta start that shit over again, please. Dude, I'm sorry, I'm just getting frustrated because of how many times I've attempted to help you guys do this. And I mean, you guys are talking literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars an hour to stand here and do this. So the link, what you sent me just has a fucking phone number, dude. It doesn't have anything else.
Yeah, so when it asks for the email, when you enter the phone number, it'll pop up with our information.
No,
so
you sent me a text message that says, please add us to your manager. Call this number for help.
So that's the that's the automatic text message that's tied to the email. I sent you the a link right now that
I didn't get anything. It. Like I told you, nothing came.
Yeah.
So Google.
Yeah, I sent it now, so it should come in.
Hey, I'm sorry, dude. Google dot what?
Sorry, it's business.google.
Why is it doing this? Every time I type it, it fucking like changes it to Google/ need help. Oh my god, dude. Businessgoogle.com.
Yep, business.google.com.
Business.google.com.
/ locations.
Anything else before I hit enter?
Nope, that's it. business.google.com/locations.
Okay, it just took me to sign into my Gmail.
Yep, so you'll want to sign into the Gmail that has access.
Okay, now I'm in somewhere different.
Next, yeah, so
business, select all or select all Think Carpet Care 641-6215.
Yeah, so you'll just want to click on that, the All Clean Carpet Care, like the
Pick
business
one.
Name itself.
There's two of them. I just said there's two of them. It says select all
on,
or there's a separate box.
Yeah, so you'll want
two
to
boxes.
Just click on the one that says verified.
Doesn't say verified. None of them say verified. Dude, listen to me carefully. It says business. And then it has a box that says select all with a check place. And then there's a separate box that says 801-641-6215 All Clean Carpet Care Salt Lake County with a box. That's it. It doesn't say anything else.
Then just try tapping on the first one.
Say
or
verified.
Click on your profile.
Click on what?
Yeah, just click on the first
I'm
one.
I'm just gonna pick one. I don't got time. Okay, so now I'm on to, now it took me right back to the same place. It took me right back to the map listing when I clicked on that.
because it should say edit profile, promote customers, and then at the top right it'll have the three dots. But you're not seeing that?